This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today, along with Alex Curry. Jordan Schultz in studio. We don't get a lot of guests in studio, Jordan. This is a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Very excited. And you are breaking stories left and right. So there's a lot going on. NFL free agency, the NBA season is starting to come to an end. We're in March Madness. I don't like to be that guy that's like, this is the craziest time ever. But this feels like the craziest March ever.
Well, it's also the craziest March because the NFL free agency is better than ever.
Yes.
I think it's the most insane free agency that we've had, and it's only been a few days. So, yeah, I agree.
Okay, good. So I'm not being crazy there. Well, let's start with here in L.A. Allen Robinson is joining the Rams. I think it's an incredible move for them. Obviously, there were some questions about, is this a place of need, because they do have a deep wide receiver room, but Odell's a free agent.
They're already getting calls on Woods.
Yeah, Woods, yeah. Who's also coming off of an injury. But you broke the story yesterday, so what do you think of this move?
Well, I think it's a great move. I'm biased because I want Allen to do well. I've known him a long time, and if you think about Allen Robinson and his skill set, you know, last year was it wasn't typical Allen Robinson.
Right.
You know, he did not have the season we're used to seeing him having. If you go back to his 3 seasons in Chicago, even in Jacksonville, where he led the league in touchdowns, this is one of the premier wide receivers in the league. And basically what it came down to was he thought about a couple other teams that were in the mix. And as late as Wednesday night, Joy, he was looking elsewhere. But then the Rams came on board and he thought, okay, let me talk to Les Snead. Let me talk to Sean McVay. Let's see what they have to offer. And you start talking to those guys, and all of a sudden you go, you know, L.A., Matt Stafford, Cooper Kupp, offensive line, the defense. It's like, oh, my goodness, that sounds pretty good. He's played in this cold weather the last few years. So the deal came together Thursday morning, yesterday morning for Allen. Obviously significant money, a lot of upside. And you're talking about someone that is only 29 years old. And I asked the GM about Allen yesterday as well. I said, is he still number one? He said, definitively, yes. You put him next to Kupp, and now you got 1A and 1B. You have two elite wide receivers, which is what we saw they need. And I heard what you just said. You need to have top wide receivers in the league right now. And Allen is one of them. So I'm really happy for him. I think it's a great fit. They're going to move them all around. They'll bunch them with Cooper Kupp. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great move for them as well. And yeah, you start talking to Sean McVay. Sean to convince you, he is really impressive in a room. Like, he is, there's no confusion as to why he's been a success.
And that's what happened on the Zoom call. It was like, Sean McVay is so innovative. This guy is so fun. Les Senior, he's got that Southern draw. And all of a sudden, they were like, let's go. And they made it happen.
Well, I'm glad it did. I think it's going to be a great place for him. So speaking of number one wide receivers, Devontae Adams is with the Raiders now. So we'll talk about the Packers in a second and how that affects them. But I think this takes the Raiders into another level. Obviously, I love the Chandler Jones move, but you get the number one wide receiver in the league with a guy in Derek Carr who really, I think, shut a lot of people up last year doing what he did and all of that dysfunction.
It's a great move. It is an absolutely incredible move. You got Devontae Adams. He played with Derek Carr at Fresno for 2 years. So there are, you saw the FaceTime picture. They're boys. I mean, no question about
it. Which I think is huge.
It's huge. And not only that, he's wanted to be a Raider his whole life because he grew up in Northern California. So he played at Fresno State. He's the perfect fit for that offense, not only because he's a great player, but he'll be the ideal guy for Foster Moreau, for Darren Waller. They're going to run the ball extremely well. They're going to use double tight end sets. And I think with Devontae Adams, too, he has this great rapport with Aaron Rodgers. You could argue that he'll be even more comfortable, at least from day one, with Derek Carr because of the history. I think the Raiders are suddenly the AFC West. I don't want to say favorites, but they went, you know, when Russell got to Denver, you thought, okay, the Raiders, I don't know. I talked to Chandler right when he made the move to the Raiders, and he thought, I can reunite here with Patrick Graham. Now they bring in Devontae Adams, so they have two elite players they just brought in. They re-upped with Max Crosby. If I'm Raider Nation, baby, they're looking pretty good.
They are excited. All Raiders fans I know are like,
are you a Raider fan?
My team. No, I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Okay, all right.
I'm divorced from the Dolphins right now, but yes, Pittsburgh is my base team. I love the Dolphins, obviously, but they've hurt my feelings.
And think about the AFC West.
We were just talking about this with Will Blackman earlier. I'm with you. I felt like when Russ came, they sort of got regulated to the Raiders are at the bottom now. You got Justin Herbert and all the signs, Khalil Mack's there. And you have the Chiefs at the top of the division.
And Russell
Mahomes.
Wilson.
And then you had Russell Wilson. So it's like, the Raiders, you know, they'll probably finish last. I think this is a huge move for them. So I'm with you. You're splitting hairs when you're deciding which team has the most talent at this point, which is why I think it will probably end up coming down to coaching.
And now they're going after Stephon Gilmore. By the way, I reported this last night. They made an offer to him. There's a couple other teams in the mix. If they get Stephon Gilmore, a 5-time Pro Bowler, a 2-time All-Pro, watch out.
We've got Jordan Schultz in studio. So Devontae Adams is no longer a Packer. Aaron Rodgers had quite an interesting year and, you know, said it was outrageous. It was categorically false that he was asking for the most money, which is obviously categorically true now. But I don't think that they're really in true championship contention anymore. I think this is a massive, massive loss. I know, you know, Packers fans are trying to put a spin on it with the draft picks and all the cap space and stuff, and that's fun. But at the end of the day, you need talent, especially at that position. And he was the only guy that Aaron Rodgers trusted.
If you go back to the playoffs, when it's 3rd and 8, who's he looking at?
Exactly.
It's Devontae Adams. That's his crutch, and it works. But I talked to a couple scouts about this, and they said, listen, you can almost prepare for it because you know so well, without question, Joy, that they're going to go to Devontae Adams. And that's a great point because it's a great quarterback. He's still elite, but you lose your number one target, especially arguably the best receiver in the league, it makes a big difference.
So we're still on Deshaun Watson watch. It's reported that it's narrowed down to the Falcons and the Saints. They both have holes on the field. You can argue some pros for both organizations as well. I happen to love New Orleans. I do think they're a different organization without Sean Payton. I think Atlanta is the better fit for Deshaun Watson. Also because I don't think this is a move like Russell Wilson or Matthew Stafford or Tom Brady, where there's an immediate expectation to go and win a Super Bowl. This is a long-term franchise move that they can build around for years to come. But what do you think is the better landing spot for Deshaun Watson?
Joy, I'm not trying to gas you up, but that's exactly right. But which team has the better weapons around? They both need help. I mean, you have Michael Thomas and you have Kyle Pitts. Now, Michael Thomas and Kyle Pitts are both represented by David Mulgeta, who represents Deshaun Watson.
Correct.
So put the dots together. No Sean Payton is a massive issue. I mean, one of the most innovative head coaches in the league, offensive minds. Atlanta just re-upped with Jake Matthews, but they have holes all over as well. I think the better fit, if I had to say, in theory, would be the Falcons. He's from Atlanta. He grew up a Falcons fan.
He was a Falcons ball boy.
He was a ball boy. He knows Arthur Blank, the owner. I think that makes a little more sense. But both are good fits because in the sense that he'll be the face of the franchise and the cornerstone for the next decade plus. You're talking about one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's 26 years old, and he's a young 26 that didn't even play last year.
Right.
And even if it's not immediate contention, wherever he goes, he's so great that he – and also guys are going to want to play with him. He's already – I won't tell you names, but he's already recruiting guys regardless of where he goes to say, hey, if I go here, come play with me. Guy's going to want to play with Deshaun Watson. He's that electric.
Yeah, and I think he'll still have an immediate impact because of his talent. I agree with you there. I just think that it's not one of those situations where it's a win now. Like, they can bring him in and then build around him because – as we both agree, they both have holes on the field. That, and we don't know what's going on with Alvin Kamara. Michael Thomas might not end up being there. So there's a lot of questions all over. So Baker Mayfield, I'm out. I'm out on Baker Mayfield.
You're preaching the choir.
I can't. I sold all my stock on Baker Mayfield. We had Mary Kay Cabot on earlier, who is just a professional.
She's excellent. Cleveland, yeah.
But she took the high road because she had a report that Kevin Stefanski and Baker were at odds. They needed to fix it. They were going to start talking to other people. Baker had a very explosive tweet in response to her, which was the final straw for me, because I'm just like, this is not what a franchise quarterback does. She's someone who's covered the team forever.
Yeah.
Much longer than you've been a Brown.
Much longer than you played football, basically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So you need to have a little bit of respect for the whole process. And I just felt like there's enough. It's enough. It's too much noise. And now he's asked for a trade. Yeah. They denied him, which I believe is really the biggest tell in this situation, because Russell Wilson asked for a trade. What happened? Traded. Matthew Stafford asked for a trade. What happened? Traded. Baker Mayfield asked for a trade, and they're like, no, you ain't that good.
The market's not what right. You think it is, Baker. I listen, number one pick, he's a former walk-on. It's a great story. But where's the self-awareness?
None.
You're supposed to be – we talk about franchise cornerstones. It's the quarterback. You're the Heisman winner. You're the number one pick. Just take a step back here and realize that it's not all, like, perfect all the time. And I know that Cleveland, maybe they could have handled things better. Maybe Kevin Stefanski could have been better. But there's a reason why they're not granting you a request. And the market's not what it is for a Deshaun Watson or a Russell Wilson when it comes to Baker Mayfield. Even at Carson Wentz, whose contract's almost $30 million, had a better market than Baker. So I think what's going to happen is ultimately he's played his last down in Cleveland. But this could be a little bit of an ugly process. I don't think the Browns are in any hurry. So it's going to play out potentially a little bit down the road here.
I don't know. Mary Kay said that she thinks that they're going to have to end up sorting it out. I could see him in Cleveland next year because he's coming off of injuries.
Yeah,
so
the shoulder, yeah.
Yeah, the market's not great for that reason, and because he's a lot. And the talent isn't that good. He's had one actual good season since he's been there. And I'm with you. I think there's plenty of blame to go around. Cleveland, we got ahead of ourselves with the culture change there. They're still very much trying to build things. Yeah. And the roster kind of confused us. We're like, oh, it's, you know, they're not the same Cleveland Browns. No, they are. There's still dysfunction. And they chose the wrong guy, obviously, to come in and build around, because he's now asking for a trade. But I think that someone like Jimmy Garoppolo could end up there this year if you end up being right and they're not going to move forward with him.
Yeah, I mean, the Colts and the Browns, you know, connect the dots. There could be some synergy there. When it comes down to it, Joy, I think the Browns just want a professional. We've heard that term, an adult.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you salvage the relationship. I was talking to someone in the AFC North, and they know the Browns really well, and he was like, how do you come back if you're Baker Mayfield or the Browns and salvage this, knowing that they were looking at Deshaun Watson and knowing that we don't really trust you. We don't trust you to be our guy.
Yes, but I think if you've had the play that Baker Mayfield has, but he needs self-awareness, then you come in and say, I'm going to prove it. But there's no self-awareness there. So we're talking to Jordan Schultz. He's in studio with us, co-host of the Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum. So let's talk a little NBA.
Yes.
Just a little bit. So I don't think that this Ben Simmons move was for this year. And it's kind of starting to look that way.
Okay, I'm starting so, to, what are you going with this? How so?
Look, I love Kevin Durant. I think he's the best player in the league. Like, he's just unbelievable to watch. And any night, he can take over any kind of game, no matter who's on the court with him. But Kyrie can play in what? Well, I don't know how many games are left now. 12.
Well, as
10?
Of now, right? Unless Mayor
two
Eric
more
Adams.
Games, which they're not going to do. Nor should they. No matter. Look, I don't think that it makes any sense either. But they're not going to change a rule for Kyrie Irving. So let's just move on. We knew this was the case going in. I think they could maybe get a series, but I feel like this move for the Nets is for next year. When's Ben Simmons coming back?
Oh, I think he'll be back with the playoffs. The back thing is real.
The back thing.
The back thing is real with Ben Simmons. You know, the spasms and the issues. You've heard, like, is it really because he doesn't want to play? He's not there yet. They told me it's real. He has legit back issues. They're giving him treatment every day. What I was told is that he's been great in the building. He's been at all, you know, he's been locked in, which is a good sign if you're not playing. I think the bigger thing is how much will he help Kevin and Kyrie? Because Kyrie just scored a 60 and a 50-point game in the last four nights. He's playing out of his mind despite not playing that much. Kevin is right. He's back now. Okay, so if you get Ben Simmons back for the playoffs, what does he do? He allows you, if you're Brooklyn, to play a lot bigger. You could put him at the five. You could put him at the one. You could have him play with Kyrie. You could have him spell Kyrie. Defensively, he creates all kinds of problems. And I think his skill set offensively, passing, handling the ball, that'll create a lot of opportunities for Kyrie to score off the ball when they are on the field, are on the court together. So I'm really excited to see it. I believe we're going to see it in the playoffs.
I don't know, Jordan.
Listen. Harden and Embiid is an awesome 1-2 punch. It's awesome.
I just think that it's worked right away with Harden because of the style of play that he has.
The pick and roll.
I think next year will be a more interesting year for the Nets. Maybe I'm just moving on from the disappointment of that, big three not working out. But if the back thing is real, then maybe I can move on from it and they get out on the court and it'll happen.
So we have a minute. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yes.
Okay. So I spoke with Alex Bazell, who's Kyrie's longtime skills trainer, and I said, "How is he able to play at this level without really playing a lot of basketball and taking all this time off?" He said, "Kyrie's ability, his balance, his core strength is so otherworldly that he can play every fourth game and be fine. Kevin is now healthy."
Right.
There's no, like, so those guys are 100% now. If you add an 80% Ben Simmons for the playoffs, you're the most dangerous 8 seed ever. Brooklyn is going to be, who wants to play the Nets? I'm telling you, I think Brooklyn is the biggest sleeper, not only in the East or the West, but both conferences. Nobody wants to play the Nets. And if Ben Simmons is healthy or healthy-ish and can play, he's given you something that James never could, which is a 6'8 point guard forward who can guard 1 through 5. I'm do not count out Brooklyn, Jordan.
Jordan, you have so much enthusiasm, like you're over here talking me into it.
How far is Philly going?
There's a lot of parity in the NBA right now. So there's like 7 deep. Plus, we haven't talked about my Heat because we don't have time. But
Heat are good.
You know I'm riding with the Heat.
I love the Heat.
I got to ride with the Heat.
That's a sneaky team, Jordan. Yeah.
Jordan, thanks so much for coming
in
studio.
It's
always great to have
you
in studio and see you. Make sure you follow Jordan, NBA and NFL Insider on social media. He breaks stories all the time. And follow the podcast, Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Thank you, Jordan. Let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we've been talking about it all day, but Deshaun Watson has reportedly narrowed down his choices to the Falcons and the Saints. Both the Browns and Panthers were informed that they were no longer in the running to trade for him. Atlanta also found a way to give Watson more time to make his decision. The team and their current quarterback, Matt Ryan, agreed to push back the $7.5 million roster bonus due to him from today to Tuesday. So that's very telling that both Matt Ryan and the Falcons agreed to delay this bonus. They're working together. I honestly think the Falcons are the best spot for Deshaun Watson. I know we have been talking about this topic all day throughout the show, but it's his hometown. Grew up with the team. Plus Matt Ryan, coming off just a 20 pass touchdown season. Yeah. The only time he had fewer was his rookie season in 2008. There needs to be a change.
No, it's reasonable to move off Matt Ryan at this point. And I don't think it's, you know, disrespectful. Like, as you mentioned, his play has not been great. And they want to move forward for their future. Matt Ryan's just been really expensive. I think they probably would have made this move earlier if he wasn't so expensive.
Yes.
But that's how it goes. I think it's the right fit. I also think that the Kyle Pitts tweet, although deleted and kind of glossed over, was pretty telling. It feels like it's the momentum is leading towards Atlanta. But, you know, it's down to the Saints. In Atlanta, I think either way, they're going to have to develop, as you know, Jordan and I just discussed. They're not, neither of these teams are ready to win right now. He'll add some wins because of talent, but they have more pieces to add anyway.
So then that comes, where do you want to be?
Right.
You know, what feels right? And I feel like a hometown team always kind of takes
a little edge.
Yeah, just a little edge. All right, let's move to your Steelers, because they signed Mitchell Trubisky to a two-year deal this offseason. After starting for the Bears in his first four seasons, he had to settle for a backup role in Buffalo in 2021. And now Trubisky is excited to get another chance to be a starter in Pittsburgh.
This is definitely where I wanted to be. Going through free agency with my agent, we went through all the options of where we thought would be a great fit for me in the future. And when we found out that Pittsburgh had interest, I talked to my agent. And I was like, this is where I want to be. I'm in a situation where I have to prove myself back on the field. And that's what I'm looking forward to do. I think you're always betting on yourself in that sense. And I definitely am in this case. So I'm just lucky to land in a situation in Pittsburgh. I'm looking forward to playing for this city and this coaching staff and being a part of this great culture. But yeah, you got to bet on yourself and just trust what you're capable of.
Mitchburg.
There you Wait, is that it? Are you starting it?
I was trying to think of something clever.
Okay, let's start it.
Have they done that yet? Is that a
thing? I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
That?
Can you start it?
Listen, I'm really not good with names. I'm not that original, so I'm sure someone else have said it first.
We're in the beta phase.
I'm much higher on Trubisky than the rest of Pittsburgh, than the rest of the Yinzers. But I don't think he's the future. I don't think he's a franchise guy. I think he's a nice bridge guy. I think his reputation in Chicago is inaccurate. You know, he's 29-21. He made the playoffs twice, played in a Pro Bowl. He has some substance to him. And he's much better than Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins. Just stop with that.
And I love how much you talked about the rich history and the culture. And he didn't even have to think twice. He's like, this is the fit for me. When something feels right, you know.
Yeah.
Gut feeling.
This works.
Rooting for you. rooting for you and your Steelers and Trubisky. Let's switch gears, though. Steph Curry suffered a foot injury in the Warriors' loss to the Celtics on Wednesday. It happened in the second quarter when he collided with Marcus Smart and then was ruled out for the rest of the game. An MRI that night revealed the sprain, but there is reportedly no structural damage, so Steph is believed to have avoided a serious injury, and he will undergo further evaluation, but is expected to return in time for the playoffs next month. Now, the Warriors are currently third in the West right now. We have 4 weeks until the playoffs. I mean, this is heartbreaking to watch for anybody, but always when it's a top-tier player in the league.
Yeah,
but there
is
a glimmer of hope. There is a glimmer of hope if he can come back for the playoffs.
This is the worst.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. They finally got healthy. They finally got Steph, Clay, and Draymond back on the court. And now this happens.
Heartbreaking.
And it's right before the end of the season.
I don't even like watching him.
You know, if it really felt like they were about to make a run. Yep. I'm optimistic he'll be back.
Yes.
But this is the worst. Like, this is not what you want. You want a full, healthy squad for all of the best teams.
Yep.
That's what makes the playoffs so rich and exciting, that you have the best out there. You're able to see the best competition. So hopefully he's able to play, but it's just really disappointing.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, that's Alex with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right. Coming up next in Best for Last, I'm in for Colin today. We'll play Who You Heard. I always give Colin a hard time that this game is so easy. We will guess the various star quarterback cadences next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps, in the Angie app or clicks on the site. You can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Thanks for hanging with us today on The Herd. Joy Taylor and Alex Curry in for Colin Cowherd today. It's been a fun show. Thank you to Mary Kay Cabot, Will Blackman, Sherry Burris, Jordan Schultz for joining us. Thank you to all of you for hanging out. All right, so it's time for Best for Last. We're going to play Who You Heard Off-Season Edition. So we're going to choose from quarterbacks who are in the news this offseason. And I'm going to try and match the NFL quarterback with the cadence that they use at the line of scrimmage. Now, we've played this with Colin before, and he usually gets about one.
That's it?
It's really hard.
All right.
Actually, I tease him that it's not that hard if you just really listen. So,
I have faith
okay,
in you.
So let's do this, Alex.
Okay.
Hey, alert. Hey, roll it back.
Carson Wentz. Dang. Give me a hint.
Changed teams this offseason. Most wins through his first 10 seasons in NFL history.
Oh, it's Russell Wilson. Okay.
Yep. That is a lot harder than I thought. Yep. There's a little bit.
The hints help. Yep. All right. So the next one.
Ready, set. Diamond, 75, they go 54 length. Hey, easy, reload. Down 36 to the mic. Ready, set.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. All right, so I got one.
Does it count, though, if you get it after the hints? Like, does Russell Wilson count that you guessed
it's
like after
a half
the hits?
A point. It's a half a point. It's okay. Cheating. Half. A little bit. Half. Not cheating, but it's
I'm
in
keeping
the rules
score.
Of the game.
You got 1.5 out of 2.
I got 1.5. All right.
Not bad.
DC. We need team. 44. Hey, just one. 56. He's a lefty. 25 belly. 25 belly. We need team.
Is that Matt Ryan?
I was like telepathically trying to tell you who it was.
I know, that's what I do too. I'm like, I always look at Colin, I'm like, it's this guy.
No.
All right, what's the hint?
Has not missed the playoffs since 2008.
It's Aaron Rodgers. No?
The other great. Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, it's Tom Brady.
That was bad.
Dang it.
I'm sorry. I got to stick
to
the script.
Away. I got a quarter of a point
that was
for
my
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
That was my bad.
Don't give it to me.
Okay,
right.
Okay. I'm
what's
really
the next
bad.
One?
Okay.
118. Hey, Lasso. 118. Easy. Hey, Cam. Rhino, son.
I want to say it's Aaron.
Hint.
Yes.
Okay. Played in two of the last three NFC Championship games.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have
1.75.
Hey, Oscar. Oscar. Get set.
I can. Let's go.
I know this one.
Yeah. Read my mind.
Is that Aaron?
Dang it!
2016 NFL MVP.
MVP.
Yeah. Second most passing yards among all active quarterbacks behind only Tom Brady.
Oh, that's Matt Ryan.
Yep.
You know what it was? It was the green. The green threw me off. Yeah. All right. What's the next one?
Hey, scary, scary. Golf. Hey, ninja. Look at it. My hair is 18. Blue 58. Blue 58.
See, I'm just going to keep guessing Aaron until I get him. All right.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So that's Aaron. Yeah. Okay. That actually did sound like Aaron, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got two. I've got two now. All right. 2.75.
180.
Hey, where are you going? Where are you going? Hey, spot. Turbo!
Where are you going? That sounds like confusion. It's got to be someone who struggled. That's Baker.
Yes!
I am awesome at this. Colin, yes! You are. Listen, I'm going to just no mercy on Colin next time.
Yes.
I am awesome at this game. Okay.
Yes,
what do I
are.
Have? Three. I think I'm.
Good.
Yep.
Blue 80, boost. Vegas.
No, I need that one again. Well, okay, so that's did you flash it on there? Did I cheat? Okay, so that's Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, okay. Did you get that? Did you know?
No, I saw it. I looked up too soon.
Oh, okay.
That's on graphics. All right, okay. Do we have one more?
We got three more.
Okay.
Okay.
180! 380! Good shot! Hey, alert! Where are we going? 180! What's that? 380! Hey, alert! 120! 20.
Is that Drew Lopp?
Has never won a playoff game and injured in the first quarter in his only career playoff start. Traded this offseason for the second straight year.
Is that Carson? Carson Wentz. Okay.
Give that a fourth.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that one. Okay. I don't think I deserve a point for that one.
Okay, none. Nada.
Jerry.
That's got to be Baker.
Second round pick in the 2019 draft out of Missouri.
Missouri?
Traded to the NFC West this offseason.
So that's Drew. All right. Well, I felt good about it. How many did I actually get? I got three.
You got three, like, flat out.
Okay. That's
you
awesome.
Got...
That's a hard game.
Yeah.
I feel like I crushed.
You got two halves, a couple quarters. Math. You did good. If Colin only gets one.
Thank you so much for joining me, Alex. Thanks to everyone who hung out. Mary Kay Cabot, Will Blackman, Sherry Burris, Jordan Schultz in studio. We appreciate you. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the tournament. Be safe. And Colin and I will be back with you on Monday. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy your weekends.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.